I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to see him play. How about this for you? They win every game, and they beat Cincinnati, and they win out, and then stick him up against Oklahoma in a bowl game because Oklahoma will be left out of the playoff. Put him against Oklahoma. Now, remember, Army gave Oklahoma a game and lost to him in overtime. Let's see if Central Florida, with all their bragging and all their we're better than everybody and we should be playing for a national championship, and we were the national champs last year. Let's see him take on Kyler Murray in Oklahoma in a bowl game and see what happens to him. They will get smacked. That's all there is to it. And I think they're a really good football team that's in over their heads when they start bragging about beating teams that play at a different level than them. I like UCF a lot. But like I said, there's teams that can beat them. Believe me, you. And there's a lot of them. And they just don't play them. So I think their record is incredible. They've done a great job. And let's see if they can get by Cincinnati on Saturday night as they spend, you know, week after week bragging about how great they are, and then their whole national championship rings and banners and all that other nonsense. I mean, that really is kind of pathetic when you think about it at the end of the day, but let them have their fun. I mean, it's only college kids. Let them drink beer and think they're national champs. Who cares? If they played Alabama or Clemson, they'd get their asses shredded. That's what would happen, trust me, you. But remember, didn't Western Michigan have a great team with what's-his-name, Fleck, and they went and didn't they do well in that bowl game? Did they lose that game? What was that, the Orange Bowl that they played them in? Or
that was the Cotton Bowl.
So
January 2nd,
they played Western Michigan played Wisconsin.
They lost 24-16 in that game.
It wasn't that bad. They gave him a game.
Yeah, they fought back a little bit. Wisconsin actually jumped out 14-0 in the first quarter, and then Western Michigan gave it a little bit of push later on, but that was, of course, PJ Fleck's last game as the
How do you think Central Florida would do against Oklahoma?
I think they'd get run out of the place.
They'd get blown out.
Now, I understand. I sound silly now because the one time that they did get a chance to play somebody good was last year, and they kicked Auburn's ass pretty much in that game, right? I mean, they had the chance last year, and they beat Auburn in that – I forget which bowl it was, but Sugar Bowl maybe, whatever the deal. So they've been put on the stage, and they had done it. But I just – I don't know. I'm not a believer. I'm just not.
Are you a believer?
No.
No, not that either. All right.
I mean, they won 34-27. It was the Peach Bowl. I'm sorry. It was the Peach Bowl last year that they beat up Auburn.
That's pretty impressive, though, that they did it and finished the deal. So you can't say they can't beat a big team.
You know, we've seen...
I didn't think Auburn was good, though.
We've seen a lot of times in those games over the last 10 to 15 years, whether it's Boise State or... There was a year Utah did it, Hawaii playing in the big, you know, in a big bowl game against a big Power 5 team.
Right.
If I feel like half the time the Power 5 team either completely runs them, or the other half of the time the Power 5 team like doesn't care and they lose. You know, they get upset. I don't know. I guess I should be giving more credit to the little guys for who have won those games.
Bill in Minnesota, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, great show, man. I was calling about UCF. They just got to play somebody. You know, they played Auburn in their bowl game and
beat them.
But they got to schedule better teams if they want to get respect. Don't you think?
I mean, that might be the case. I have no problem with that type of thinking. And, you know, I actually do like them and do respect them, and I do think they're a really good football team, and I've watched them play several times, and I think they're exciting, And, you know, if I lived down there and I was a fan of that team, I'd go to their games because, I mean, they light it up. They score. They're exciting. They got some nice athletes there. They've definitely, I think Heupel's done a great job. What did he take over for Scott Frost when he left and went to Nebraska? I think he's done a hell of a job. And, you know, if I lived around there and I was a fan, I'd go as often as I could because they're worth the price of admission. I mean, they've been a good football team. I don't have a problem with them at all. I understand their craving for respect. There's nothing, you know, worse than, you know, winning 22 straight games and people still question whether you're good or not. So I think they are good. I think they are legit. I think they are for real. And although I do not believe that they could give Alabama or Clemson a game, I don't think they could give Notre Dame a game. I think, you know, I don't even, yeah, I'm going to say it as well. I don't think they could beat Michigan either. I really don't. So I don't think they'd score on Michigan's defense. I think they'd have trouble scoring 10 points. But you know what? What I want to see is what I said before. Put them against Oklahoma or West Virginia or Georgia in a bowl game. If they don't, the teams that don't make it, let's say the two or three teams that don't make the playoff, put Central Florida in a huge bowl game against them.
I mean, they did that last year and they won. I just don't know how invested those teams are in those spots. Like Auburn last year, they beat Alabama, then they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, so they're not going to the playoff. Did they care that much about playing UCF?
I don't think they cared. Obviously, they didn't care. They lost.
I think
the same
thing would happen with an Oklahoma this year.
But I think they cared about losing.
After the game, fine. They
we're
probably,
still talking about it a year.
They
later.
Probably showed up that day down at the Beach Bowl and thought, UCF, we're gonna cream these guys,
right?
And obviously they didn't. That's what I mean, though. They weren't invested to play when they showed up that day.
I don't think Oklahoma
or West Virginia or Georgia would
be any different
because if they're not in, those teams aren't in the playoff, they don't care about the bowl game. Now UCF, it's everything to them because they're finally playing
something that matters. They just go to the bowl game to party.
That's it.
And get all their free swag.
If you're not in the playoff, all those other bowl games mean nothing. They don't mean a thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.